It was a cool morning across the Northeast, and tonight has potential to be even cooler as clouds are expected to break up and some spots will fall back into the 40s by first thing tomorrow morning. In the short term, we are looking at a blend of clouds and sun across New York and western New England, and there is the chance of a passing shower primarily across the higher elevations between now and about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. There is an upper level low and disturbance that's working through portions of the Northeast, and that's helping to bring up the clouds and also trigger those spotty showers today. But as we work into tonight, that disturbance will work away. We'll lose the heating from the sun, and that means that any showers will come to an end and those clouds will tend to break up. So we're looking ahead to a partly cloudy night. There will be some areas of fog around in our typically prone locations as temperatures fall back into the 50s, though some 40s are possible, especially in the Adirondacks and Greens late tonight and early tomorrow morning. And moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure builds in from the west, which means we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies and a very pleasant Friday across our area. Daytime highs will reach up into the 70s. We'll have some 80s south of Albany. It looks like the capital region will be in the upper 70s to right around 80 degrees. And the dew points will stay down, so we're talking about very comfortable levels of humidity. The weekend will start off on a quiet note on Saturday with high pressure again in control. Partly sunny skies are expected with temperatures a little bit warmer than tomorrow in the upper 70s to lower 80s. By Sunday, there is the chance of a pop-up shower or storm with a little bit more humidity in the air, though rainfall shouldn't be a big deal on Sunday overall. Most of the day will be dry, with temperatures a few ticks warmer, running in the lower to mid-80s here to wrap up the weekend. A quick check in the tropics, just Tropical Storm Erica now is moving away from the Virgin Islands and is heading towards Puerto Rico, where tropical storm warnings remain in effect. The storm is expected to brush the coast of the Dominican Republic and then move into the Bahamas over the weekend, and the storm could threaten the east coast of Florida by early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a bit more humid and also a bit warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.